Dr. Future Show straight ahead.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Ladies and gentlemen, KSCO presents the Dr. Future Show. If you would like to join in our show today, you can call us at 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And now, your host, Dr. Future.
Welcome back to the show, folks. For this next little while, we'll bring you a little different concept than what we usually talk about on the Dr. Future Show. We're going to veer a little way away from the science and more into the art world, the future of art, and
somewhat political for us.
Yes, and the future of political protest. As you know, political protest is a strong American tradition, been going on since the earliest days of government, and it continues to evolve. We have an artist who has embraced protest and activism in one tradition, you might call, a new tradition. Ironically enough, a woman from Europe, from part of Spain, I believe, Jill Love. Jill Love, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Thank you so much for having me, for like giving me a voice, giving me a way to share who I am, what's my message in the world. So I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yes. We met you at our friends in Mount Shasta on the way back from the Symbiosis event. I think you were there as well to watch the total eclipse of the sun.
Gather. I know. That was amazing. Like the song. There is a song, right?
Yeah.
That was a truly amazing experience of my life. One of the highlights. We were there at the same time.
Yes.
Experiencing the same, and we didn't even know each other until
afterwards. Yes.
I know, it's amazing.
And yet it all connects us. So we met you and we found out that not only were you an artist, but you were also an activist, and very active in all kinds of various political causes, from politics to animal rights to chemtrails. There's quite a range.
I know. I must say I'm an artivist, which is an artist and activist combined. It's a new meaning, artivism. It's a new concept of protest, which is through art, which is so powerful. With one image, you can convey a message that it, not even a thousand words can explain.
Yes.
So one image is all you have in these days.
The one image to get out.
To
now, that was fascinating how you described that image, or you created that image for yourself just a few short years ago when this new chapter in your life began with combining.
Yeah, tell every.
I was very touched by that story. I'm wondering if you could share that with your audience.
The story of the Madrid.
Sure. Yeah, how it all
picture.
Began for you.
Yeah, that was truly a magical time. It was one of the saddest times in my life when my mom passed away in 2012. I had to go back to Spain. Everybody was talking about 2012, the end of the world.
And yeah.
Everybody was freaking out, right?
Yeah, so we had friends in Central America.
For me, was the end of the world, literally.
Yeah,
and the beginning of the new world. So when your mother leaves this planet and goes to the next realm, it's like such a traumatizing, really like spiritually challenging time in your life.
Sure. It's the birth of your own adulthood. You become the next generation.
Oh, exactly, son. You know it well. It's like you die with her and then you get reborn as your true self.
So you came back from Spain, you were there and it sort of brought your family together, I would imagine. And you reconnected with your family and decided to stay in Spain for a while?
Well, I was actually taking care of my dad. Poor little. He was all alone, you know. And then I had like some issues. I couldn't come back because my green card expired, blah, blah, blah. You know, all these
reasons to stay.
Problems. But that was actually a great excuse to stay in Spain longer than I expected.
So you got involved with some political actions there?
Yeah, we had the thumb oil going on. We had riots. We had riots against the government because, you know, the austerity measures that was happening all over Europe, especially in the south, like Italy, Portugal, Spain, Greece.
Sure,
you know,
yeah. Like, everyone gave rise.
Everyone gave rise. tightening their belt because of what their country
exactly
owed the...
It gave rise to Brexit.
I'm sure there's many countries in Europe that because of those austerity measures, that was the beginning of the end for the European Union.
Exactly. So one day I found myself caught up in this riot between the protesters and the riot police in front of the government. So it was a moment of lots of violence, chaos. It was like a war going on. And I was just in the middle, in between those two forces. So I had a divine call. I call it like the Joan of Arc call, like divine channeling.
In the middle of all these people yelling at each other?
Yeah, like they were throwing like glass bottles and they were like, people bleeding. It was like, oh my God, what am I doing here,
Yeah.
So I thought, what can I do to bring a moment of peace, beauty, and love? So what can a woman like me can do among all these crazy men fighting with each other? So I thought, okay, I'm just going to get naked and I'm going to pray to the goddess. So I removed my shirt and then I kneeled down. I closed my eyes and I was praying to the goddess to bring more beauty and peace into that moment. And I was totally absent. I was totally into it. I didn't know what was going on around me.
The riot just disappeared.
My eyes. Then I opened my eyes and the energy shifted like dramatically, like amazing. Like people, like they were around me surrounding me, cameras from all over the world, protesters, they were like screaming like crazy, wow, and just like the energy shifted so
like
much.
System interrupt.
Yeah, it's not something people see every day in Spain, I imagine.
Well, and you're so beautiful too, so the sheer physical beauty of that in the midst of a completely different energy must
yeah,
have.
Yeah, exactly. So when you have some beauty, why not share that beauty with the world? And, just to bring like a moment of, hey, I mean, come on, what are we doing here,
It must have seemed like you time traveled in that moment from a violent place to a relatively transformed place.
Yeah, like I had no idea. I didn't plan any of it. It just happened. I was just called to do it and I was present and I had the courage and the strength to do it. But then I got overwhelmed. I had cameras all over me, all these men.
Okay, can we hold that? Can you hold the story right there for a second? We got to go to a commercial break. Then you come back and tell us what happened, okay?
All right,
we'll be right back. We're talking with Jill Love and Artivism.
Artivism in her book we'll be talking about too is giving the voice to the voiceless, Jill Love's Revolution. Thanks for listening to the Dr. Future Show. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Dr. Future Show. We're talking to Jill Love.
Jill Love.
Hi.
Hey, Jill. Now, you were telling us about this moment where you were in the midst of a riot and you prayed to the goddess, connected with the goddess, and got to take your clothes off and lie naked in the middle of this riot, and it quieted everyone down. Everyone stopped what they were doing, like a system interrupt, and you were lying there, then you must have felt very vulnerable in the midst of all this male energy, yang energy.
I know, but I was so concentrated, focused on what I was doing. So I had no fear. But it was a moment that I got overwhelmed, so I had to escape. Literally, I had to escape. So then I went back home, and then I turned on the TV, and I was right there.
There you were.
Much to your surprise, huh? So your prayer turned into a moment of public protest.
You got more attention than the riot in some ways.
I know, and it was like all over the news, all over Europe, like it was such an unexpected thing. It was such a gift. So that was the beginning of my love revolution.
Yes.
That was the birth.
Now, do you see a connection between that energy that you experienced and to like us in the Bay Area celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Summer of Love?
Yeah, like it's all connected. It's a new Summer of Love going on right now, and it's all over the world. Mm-hmm. Social media, Facebook, we're all more connected than ever before. Mm-hmm. So the spirit of the Summer of Love, which is happening all over the world.
So it's now a global phenomenon rather than...
It's a global phenomenon.
Just the Bay Area.
So yeah. That's the best thing we exported to the world.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, because if you listen to most of the news media, we're dealing with a lot of tension right now in the world with our government and with hurricanes even and such. So perhaps the polarities are increasing.
Exactly. It's like the yin and yang, the duality of life. You know, it's now it's stronger than ever.
Yes, so yes. Though in the 60s, we did have a war. We did have the Vietnam War going on at the same time as the Summer of Love.
There you go. And now this crazy guy in the White House wants to destroy North Korea. I mean, it's as crazy as the guy who was in office back in the days, 50 mm-hmm. years ago. So, you know, like... Things are repeating itself.
Yeah, well, maybe we don't have to reach the point where the fear rules us.
Well, you know, we will keep repeating history until we learn from the lessons of the past. Mm-hmm. So we're doomed to repeat the past until we learn.
So what's the next big cultural lesson you think as Americans we need to learn?
Just open more your heart. Like, I just feel like since I moved to the United States in 2006, I've noticed this cultural thing going on, cultural shock between Spain or Europe, especially the south of Europe. Our hearts are more open than the rest. So I just feel we have to open more our hearts.
More as it's been opened in Spain and the southern climes.
Yeah, like we communicate more from the heart. And here it's all about the brain. We're like so cerebral.
Well, aren't the northern Euros kind of like that too?
Because they're more like Anglo-Saxons.
Yeah, you know? British.
Yeah, British, German, Dutch. Mm. They're like kind of colder than we are, like in Spain, Italy, Portugal. You know, we're like very warm and very present and very, you know, we like to touch each other and we like to feel each other. Mm. We just open down the doors of our homes and hearts to strangers just because we're opening the hearts.
Now, can I ask how that translates into men and women? Because I think one of the amazing things about the Latin cultures is that they do have very strong women. They have very feminine women. Maybe the dynamic between men and women is a little different, would you say?
Yeah, well, actually, women in Spain are really powerful, really passionate. They say about Spanish patriarchal society, but, you know, women are the ones who rule the homes. You know, we're the ones who...
Well, that's really what the Arabs say, too, about the...
Yeah, women. I would say, does that go back to the time when there was a lot of Arab and Islamic influence there? Like many
Years ago? we were like half of Spain was conquered by the Arabs for 700 years. So we have some of them, too. Mm-hmm. You know, genes.
You know, isn't abortion illegal in Spain?
No, they wanted to make it illegal again after 30 years. After 30 years of being legal, the new government, this government, which is really extreme right, conservative, and it's like the Republicans here in the United States. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to make it illegal. But women and families, people in Spain are struggling to make it through. We cannot afford to have more children than we do. So, you know.
Yeah. You did a protest on that too, didn't you? With that whole issue of abortion rights in Spain?
Yeah. That was short after the birth of the Love Revolution. So I decided to make a sign and go to the streets and ask for money to go to London to get a legal abortion. Because in London was free.
So you were like a woman beggar on the street asking for money?
Yeah, and people were really shocked. Like a woman in Spain was begging to go to London to get an abortion.
Yeah, with a sign around your neck saying that. Right?
So what kind of responses did you get from people in that protest? Did you ever feel in danger?
No, there was a man who actually looked like my father, was like saying, was right next to me, trying to shame me and stuff like that, you know, but I really block what's going on around me. So I'm really focused and I have my intention so clear that I don't let anybody affect me unless it's in a positive way. Mm-hmm. So there was a journalist who happened to walk by. He took some pictures and those pictures went viral. So women all over Spain were recreating my performance with the same signs and the same words.
Wow.
It was like a wave. I created like a tsunami of artivism. Like I inspired others
to do it. I noticed in your book that you have some events where it looks like there are like a dozen people naked in protest. The one on the beach in Ibiza, Spain.
Yeah, there was like a foreigner oil company who wanted to come and drill off the coast in Ibiza.
Yeah.
The oil company wasn't even Spanish. So actually the government sold us to this foreign company. Everybody was against you. Like they said, this is our island. We decide our future and you don't touch nature. This is our home. This is our land. So people were like going to the streets and protesting and, you know. So I decided to do something more artistic.
Right.
So
yeah. This was a mandala of people in the nude forming a mandalic pattern. And then there were protesters saying no, 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 no around them.
Well, we were dolphins and whales covered by oil.
Listen, we have to go to a break. Could you hold on for another segment? We'd love to get a little more stories from you.
Okay.
Your artivism. I'm talking to Jill Love on artivism. Business Future.
That's right. Okay, folks, we're about to go to CBS News and a few sponsor breaks and then more Dr. Future with our guests, Jill Love and the Artivist Revolution.
Running down the dream, we're talking to Jill Love of Revolution and Artivism. And she was just describing to us an artivism action she took with a group of folks on the party island of Ibiza, a beautiful place. Apparently they were going to do some oil drilling off the shore of the party island. You just can't have that. I'm sorry, no drilling near Ibiza. And these folks did such a convincing demonstration that I believe the drilling was put off. Is that right, Jill? Jill, are you there?
Oh, let's see. Where's our guest? She should be.
Anyway, so we're working on that. This is where physical beauty can play a role in getting people's attention. What occurs to me, and what we're waiting to get her back on again, and what I wonder about is that once you get everyone's attention and you do a system interrupt on whatever they were thinking about, whether protesting oil or climate or animal rights, what then? What do you have that's more important than what we were protesting about?
Hello?
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Crazy.
Yeah, it's technology. Maybe a solar flare. You never know.
I know. So here I am.
We were just describing the Ibiza protest where you had a group of people all successfully protest to stop oil drilling off the coast of Ibiza. And that looked like a really big event.
That was one of my favorite ones because I got lots of support and many other performers participating with it. The animal rights and nature rights combined with the I'm always like fighting for nature and animals that they cannot speak for themselves.
You're right, so, right. What did you do for the animals? What was the art?
Well, that was for like all the dolphins, all the whales, and all the sea creatures that I have seen on the news covered with oil. Hmm. You know, seeing the oil spill, the Mexican Gulf.
Yes.
The one in Spain, we had a few ones. So that was truly a heartbreaking images, like seeing those animals totally
sure.
like helpless, like why we do that to nature, why we destroy our mother. I mean, it's something that just blows my mind how humans can be so selfish that they think that like the number one and nature and animals belong to us. They don't. And just like it makes me so upset about it.
We tend to be species-centric, that's for sure. I think we do depend more attention to our species than the others. So what did you do to remind us to think more in balance?
To remind us that we're all connected, we're all one. What we do to nature and what we do to the animals, we're doing it to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So how did you get people to become aware of that, though?
Intergeneration. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm getting so passionate about it.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. I like to hear your passion. But the main thing is, what did you do? What was the action to really get that, drive this point home, this passion for the animal rights? Did you paint yourself in blood?
You're referring to that moment in Ibiza?
Yeah. In Ibiza, you said you were dolphins and whales. You were playing dolphins and whales?
Well, I've done it all over Spain, you know, like in Madrid, Canary Islands. I discovered myself, my naked body with oil and holding dead fish and just walking around the city, you know, just bringing the sad reality into the streets so people can see it, you know.
Your body's slathered in oil holding dead fish.
Yeah, like, you know, just people just look at me like, what is she doing? What's going on here? Yeah, that's what's going to happen if you guys don't take action. If you don't do anything about it, we're going to be all covered by oil and everything is going to be dead. So, you know.
So you had people there for people to know more. If they wanted to know more, they could get more information at that point?
Yeah, well, people just can go to my website and we have events on social media, Facebook, so people can get more information about it and they can donate, they can support us, you know. And
yeah, I'd say that would be important because if you're going to do a system interrupt on what people are doing and then you're stopping them in their tracks, they're going to want to know what you have to say that's more important than what they were already thinking about.
Yeah, let's just give people the website, jilloverevolution.com.
Yeah.
Is a place where you can see these brilliant actions. I have been so moved by your work, my dear, that I was really interested in sharing your approach with people because I find it is the essence of art. It really is very disturbing for people who are comfortable, and yet it is very comforting to people who are in situations where they're suffering or where they don't have a voice or where we need to pay attention. So I just found it very powerful and profound.
Thank you. I appreciate every time somebody appreciates my work, it inspires me to create more, to do more.
When you came to America, what issues did you find most important to going across for us? What from the Bay Area here, for example, what was a big issue that you felt we should tune into more?
Well, I think we live in a bubble here in the United States, so people don't know much about geography or what's going on outside of this country. So I like to bring the issues that is happening like in the Middle East or Syria or Mexico and other places in the world. I like to bring them here on the street.
Like cross-pollinate issues.
Yeah, you know, like we have that mentality everywhere we go. It's like we can just take over and occupy and take and steal and rape and stuff. Mm. So whatever is happening in the Middle East, it's heartbreaking. We are all responsible for it, all of us. Mm. Even if we don't know about it, we're all responsible.
So do you think we hold the key to the Middle East? If we're responsible for it, do you think we have a key to this? That's something that we think about in our lives that make a difference to what goes on there?
Well, you know, like I like to expose crimes and issues that are not highlighted on mainstream media.
Uh-huh.
So I do the work that mainstream media don't do, you know, like exposing the pain and suffering of other humans around the world because they're not white and they're not American or they're not from the Western world. It's like they're less than us.
No, they're not in the ruling class one sort or another.
Exactly. We're all connected. What's happening in other parts of the world, it's affecting us.
Yeah, it's all very connected. Yes, and seeing it viscerally, I guess, is the key to thinking about it, to getting our attention. I noticed that you did something on chemtrails in San Francisco. Can you tell us about that one a little bit?
Yeah, like one of my best friends pointed to the sky one day. I never paid attention before, but I saw these planes, like praying, these white clouds, you know, white trails that they would keep expanding. So eventually they were like overcasting the sky. So I thought, oh my God, this is so weird. What's going on? So then I did some research and I found out about geoengineering. like controlling the weather and the climate.
Yeah.
And then spraying these harsh chemicals into the air that is just falling down into us, you know, into the gardens.
Affecting everything. Yeah.
Yeah, it's affecting everything. Trees are dying, everything. It's changing the pH of soil. It's like people have diseases because of that. You know, it's like they're spraying chemicals to us. Like
yeah.
We were like bats and roaches. So
yes, spraying death chemicals.
Yeah. So I had to go to the streets and raise awareness about it because people didn't know. And people still don't believe in chemtrails.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's not popular to believe in chemtrails.
Yeah, but it's weather modification.
So as you bring attention to these different issues, what happens after the protest?
That's the next step, where you collect the data and you let people know what the issues are. Right, that's what you're saying. You go to the website. And I'd like to go into that a little bit more, but just to complete on the chemtrails thing, what was the action? What did you actually do with your bodies for that?
Well, I just got naked, you know. I love to go naked in the streets. I have no problem with my body.
Uh-huh.
I think the body is the most beautiful thing. We shouldn't be covered all the time. Like this shame for nudity that I don't get.
Yeah, I like the picture of you lying in the middle of, looks like the business district, naked, wearing a respirator, completely naked, saying chemtrails do exist written on your leg.
Because we are, all of us, we're naked. We're all vulnerable to spread. The fact that I'm naked is a way to express that we're all affected. We're all vulnerable. We're all naked.
Yeah, we're all exposed to this.
All right. Well, we're going to have to take another break in a moment here, my dear. And then we can come back and let's talk about vulnerable humanity.
Yeah, in the future. Yeah, what's up next?
Okay, we'll be right back. Hang tight with our guest, Jill Love, and the Artivist Revolution on Dr. Future Show.
Welcome back to the Dr. Future Show. We're talking with Jill Love, artivist at large, on the road right now, getting ready for her next act of artivism. And Jill, are you there? Do we have you?
I am.
Okay, good. A couple other ones I'd like to mention to our audience. I think they're very striking in your career so far. One is the caged planet at the Barcelona Zoo, where you're actually sitting in a large, looks like a large bird cage, holding a sign that says, "My only crime is being born on a planet ruled by humans."
Mm-hmm.
The children seem to love that one.
Yeah, I couldn't do it inside the zoo, of course, but I did it like just in the entrance at the gate. And there was like a school, all these children that happened to be there at the same time I was doing that.
At the front of the zoo entrance. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Did you explain to them what it meant about that being born on a planet by humans, what it meant to them? Or do they get it?
I'm always silent when I try to be silent. So I want to express with my body language, with my performance, I want to express what I want to say. But the children, they were looking at me like wondering, what is she doing inside the cage?
Right, the basic.
Why is she there inside the cage? So it's the same feeling, the same one that I want them to feel towards the animals.
Yeah.
Why they're inside the cages? It doesn't make sense.
Now, maybe if it was a human in the cage and you had a bunch of people dressed as animals watching her in the cage, then they would get that.
Exactly. Well, we can do that maybe here in San Francisco at the zoo.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It could. That could happen. That does bring up the future here as to what issues you were thinking about responding to in the near future. Anything come to mind? Are you excited?
Yeah, well, actually, something this Saturday for the Peace in the Park that my dear friend, founder of Now Share Love, is producing. So it's going to be a beautiful day at the Golden Gate Park where we have music and we have performance and we have like a gathering of community gathering celebrating life and nature and peace. Mm. So I'm going to be body painted as the daughter of nature instead of Mother Nature. I'm the daughter of nature.
The daughter of nature. I see. The next gen nature. Huh?
Like, I'm going to have flowers on me, natural flowers and leaves and roots. And, you know, I'm just going to go and talk to the people and give them love and just like, yeah, I'm like, I'm nature, you know, we are nature. That's my next thing. This Saturday.
Golden Gate Park. Where in the park are you going to be?
Well, I don't even know where, but it's at the Golden Gate Park. So just look it up, Google up, Peace in the Park.
Okay. Peace in the Park. Peace in the Park. Okay, yeah. We'll put a link on our webpage for that.
Okay.
Very good. So if anyone has any questions for Jill, give us a call, 831-479-1080. That's the next event coming up. But on a larger scale, do you think you're thinking of doing anything political regarding healthcare or our government? Or?
Well, you know, there are so many causes to fight for. Sometimes I'm like overwhelmed. So it has to be something that really makes me passionate about it, that moves me, because there is so much to choose from.
We got a question from you, by the way, from John L. He's wondering, do you make a living doing this? He wants to know if, you know, how do you support yourself?
Well, I sell books. I have a book on Amazon. We Are the Voices of the Unheard by Jill Love Revolution.
Which is a very beautiful book. I have to tell you, I have read it cover to cover, and it is just fascinating, as well as very, as I say before, it's a very powerful message of how important art is in reminding us of our humanity in these very challenging times.
Yes.
You can always donate to My Revolution. You can go to my Patreon site, J Love Revolution, and you can donate from $3 a month to $50 or $100 a month. So I can cover the cost of websites and on performances and trips and this and that. So I have support all over the world, but I wish I had a little bit more so I can do more and I can travel more and I can grow and I can expand. So I'm always asking for donations and help and support. Because supporting me is supporting the causes I fight for.
Greg asks about the Catalan Revolution. Are you involved with that at all, the Catalan Revolution?
Yes, we have elections for independence on November 9th. So I did something in 2014. I put a plastic bag over my head and I went to the parliament in Catalonia and I had my feet and my hands tied up.
Oh, no.
So I had a Catalan flag at the back.
Yeah.
That image became photo of the day at the Washington Post and eventually photo of the year at the Wall Street Journal. So that was a really powerful image of the feeling of Catalonians feeling suffocated by Spain. We feel like we have a plastic bag over our head.
And you put a real plastic bag over your head. You did, it looked like a real thing. You got your picture here.
Yeah, that was real. That was real. Like when I do my performances, they're really real. I almost passed out.
Wow.
And breathe, but I just do it all the way. So I'm fearless and I have big faith and I know nothing will happen. That day, I was just feeling so cozy. I was feeling, oh my God, this is a nice feeling. It's like the sweet death. But somebody said, hey, that's enough. You know, we don't want to lose you. I was laying on the ground and I was like, oh my God, I was getting so cozy because I was going unconscious about it.
Imagine this audience, a beautiful woman with a plastic bag over her head in the street of a major city with a sign that says, I am planet Earth. Please help. Love revolution now. That's the image.
That's another one, yes.
That's a really, the plastic bag on your head. That idea of suffocation seems to be a very powerful one.
Yeah, that was for planet Earth. Planet Earth is suffocated too.
Yeah.
By humans.
Very powerful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking about the love revolution. Is there a way in which there can be a strong message and be fun at the same time? You know, rather than being as caustic or as hard to look at. Do we need to have this caustic edge in order to do things in this world, to change things? I mean, can we do it from a spirit of fun?
Yeah, you know, like my images are really dramatic and tragic and this and that, you know, but there is always like a deep message. I'm always positive about it and it's fun. What I do, it's fun, you know.
Yeah.
So I always encourage everybody to do it because that really is so rewarding at the end of the day when you go to sleep to say, oh my God, like I really use my day to do something beyond me, beyond my little world, something for humanity. So that really is so rewarding. So I really want to empower everybody to do it because whether you make money or not, that's not the point. You're creating a great karma for yourself.
that's significant for you. And we have a caller. We have a caller for you, Sweetie.
Let's take a minute here. We're getting close to the end of the hour. We want to hear from Gina in Santa Cruz, who has some artistic ideas for peace. Hi, Gina. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I think it's really important what she's doing, and thank you. And, you know, it's the question of the causticness is something that comes up if you're a musician or an artist, because we are dealing with negative things that we need to deal
change
with.
Yeah.
And so if we don't do that, we'd already be dead. If we don't protect our children, they will die. So at the same time, with the art, I think it's important what she's doing because it does put out a lot of positive energy and positive impact. It helps empower us personally and spiritually.
Well, we got to go, unfortunately. It's the end
of
the show.
Gina.
But thank you, Gina.
Thank you, Jill Love.
And thank you, Jill Love. And how do we find out more, Jill? What's the best way to reach you?
Just go to Facebook, Jill Love Revolution. Just Google me up.
Jill Love Revolution. One L on Jill. Jill Love Revolution.
That's only one L. J-I-L Love Revolution.
All right. That's and awesome. Use your art and your voice out there, people, to make a positive difference in the world. This is the Dr. Future Show on KSC.